In today's Gospel from Mark, we read, "A sower went out to sow." Hello again. On these bleak midwinter days, my mood is often deflated when watching the grim evening news about COVID and what seems like the ongoing tensions in our domestic and international relations. Sometimes, after a series of desolating reports, I experience relief and relaxation when viewing the latest episode of the show, Maryland Farm and Harvest. Listening, looking, and learning about Maryland's spacious farms and the plentiful harvest, I experience delightful consolations and a curiosity about the seasonal farming. On such occasions, I wonder which is the truer world, what we see on the evening news, or what we may notice when we gaze at the season's rhythms of life, of fauna and flora, happening every day right before our eyes. And so it was in search of this consoling spirit of connecting with the earth that I was recently led to a nearby plant nursery. In that setting on a wintry day, I purchased a variety of seeds, some soil, and a mini greenhouse, complete with a neon light. Amidst the thick frost of winter, I figured that it was time to think spring. When it comes to growing plants from seeds, I am not an accomplished gardener, and so I thought that it was time to learn. My plan is to first plant the seeds of a four-grass mix containing equal parts of rye, oat, barley, and wheat seeds. According to the packet's instructions, the seeds within 2 weeks, if nurtured under the light and humidity of the mini greenhouse, will sprout and should be ready for eating. The consumer, of course, will be my feral cat named Sinatra. Being out in the cold all day, he deserves some fresh vegetarian food. In the sacket packet, there is contained Brussels sprouts, which I intend to plant in the mini greenhouse toward the end of February. These seeds will need about 6 weeks before transplanting them outside. If all goes as planned, like the sower in today's gospel, I then simply wait and let nature's chemistry of soil, water, and the spring sun do the rest. In today's gospel reading from Mark, we hear Jesus tell the story of a sower who does the same. In his recently published book titled The 40 Parables of God, the Jesuit theologian Gerhard Lorfring discusses this parable and its sowing metaphors. He calls this gospel an example of a parable of growth. Like in Luke and John, the Gospel of Mark has Jesus relating farming imagery to depict nature's way of growing. And he offers metaphors for how we may grow in faith. Lorfork further notes that the parable tells about the coming of the reign of God. Of course, the work of a sower and a farmer is not over when the seed is sown, for the farmer has to wait. Farmers in the times of Jesus also had to do more than wait, as they had to cultivate and water the soil, take care of the weeds. And as Jesus related in his parable, some of the seeds are planted on poor soil and others on rich soil. In so many words, the plants will grow and thrive according to the quality of the soil. Jesus seems to suggest to his listeners that the quality of their lives will either provide a rich or a poor soil. Is not the same true of ourselves? How do we use the seed which God plants in the soil of our souls? Well, how do we behave to welcome and cultivate these seeds? So, folks, during these mid-bleak winter days, let us think spring and begin to observe how the planting of spiritual seeds by God's Holy Spirit happens in the soil of our souls every day. I think the verse of the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins captures the spirit of the sower and the Jesus' nature imagery. Hopkins wrote, "The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like shining from shook foil. It gathers to a greatness like the ooze of oil, crushed. Why do men then now not wreck his rod? Generations have trod, have trod, have trod, and always seared with trade, bleached, smeared with toil. And where's man's smudge and shares man's smell? The soil is bare now, nor can foot feel being shod. And for all times this nature is never spent. There lives the dearest freshness deep down things. And though the last lights off the black west went, O morning at the brown brink eastward springs, because the Holy Ghost over the bent world broods with warm breast and with bright wings. Amen."